Calling the Sedalia Pettis Amateur Radio Club Repeater Net. Calling the Spark and Pettis County Aries Net. This is WA0QCJ, Whiskey Alpha Zero, Quebec, Charlie Juliet, your net control station for this evening. My name is Connie and my QTH is Sedalia. The Spark Repeater Net meets each Sunday evening at 7:30 p.m. local time on the Sedalia 147.03 MHz repeater with a minus offset. At this time, do we have any emergency traffic for the net? During the net, any station has emergency traffic, notify net control and your traffic will be handled immediately. The purposes of the net are to exchange information and to promote public service by ham radio operators. Spark has a website which is WA0SDO.org and Facebook page so members and guests can access information about our club. At this time, do we have any club announcements? All right. Hearing none, I have one of my own. We have a very special guest on our net tonight. That would be KF0PXN, KF0 Papa X-Ray November, and that would be Stanley Potts, who just received his new call within the last couple of days. So I hope you will all make him feel welcome. He'll be checking in on the net a little bit later this evening. This is a directed net. When calling net control, please give your call sign first alphabetically, then phonetically, your name and your location. The net is open to any licensed amateur radio operators who would like to participate. During the net, please direct all communication through net control. First, I'll be taking check-ins for in-and-outs, portables, mobiles, and short timers. Please speak slowly and distinctly, and I will be taking your calls three at a time. Stations, call now.
Net control, this is N0OWZ, November 0, Oscar, Whiskey, Zulu, Mark and Sedalia, no traffic.
Control, yes. KF0HYP, Kilo Foxtrot 0, Hotel Yankee Papa, Ryan Marshall, in and out.
This is WA0WUYC, Vada Beeman. William Abel 0, William United Yankee. I'm in and out this evening.
All right. Thank you all. I have three good contacts there. I have WA0WUY, Steve, KF0HYP, Ryan, and N0OWZ, Mark. Good to have you all in this evening, and have a gracious rest of your evening. I will now open for three more calls, please. Please call now.
KB0UVW, Kilo Bravo 0, Union Victor Whiskey, Brenda and Sedalia. Miss Connie, I'm in and out.
This is Whiskey Alpha Niner, Foxtrot Tango Alpha, TJ in Windsor, in and out.
K0TV, Kilo Zero Tango Victor, Harry, Sedalia, no traffic.
All right, three more there. I have K0TV, Harry. TJ, I'm sorry, I did not get your whole call. I'd like to ask for you to come back with that, please.
It is Whiskey Alpha Niner Foxtrot Tango Alpha.
Thank you, TJ. That is WANFTA. All right, and Renda, I have you, KD0UVW. Three good ones in there. So let's go for three more.
KJ6MDF, Kilo Juliet 6, Mike Delta Foxtrot, Larry near Spring Fork. In and out.
WA0 SDO repeater.
KE0 CYW, Steve and Sedalia, in and out.
All right, I have two good ones there. I have Steve here in Sedalia, KE0, CYW. I have Larry, KJ6, MDF. I'm going to make another call out here for in-and-outs, portables, mobiles, and short-timers. Call now.
KE0, MER, Grace, Sedalia.
All right, station, I have KF0. I believe the last two letters of your call were Foxtrot 0. Can you come back, please?
Connie, that was Max up there in Warrensburg. EGX was the last three.
All right, thank you very much. We've got Max there. I have Grace, KE0, MER. Are there other calls for short timers, mobiles, portables, in and outs? Last call.
W3, MEB, Whiskey 3, Mike Echo Bravo, from Warsaw, in and out.
W3MEB, that would be Doc. Doc, good evening to you. Got you in and out. And at this time, we're going to be taking check-ins for regular check-ins now. So stations, call WA0QCJ.
W2SAM, Whiskey 2, Sierra Alpha Mike. Sam and Sedalia.
KF0ARQ, Kilo Foxtrot 0, Alpha Romeo Quebec, Don Sedalia.
This is Kilo Delta Zero, Echo Tango Lima, Paul near Hughesville.
All righty, thank you so much. I have three real good ones there. I have Paul, KD0, ETL, Don, KF0, ARQ, and Sam, W2SAM. Sam, I'm going to turn it over to you, and I think you have a friend there in the shack this evening that might want to check in.
Well, I'm sure he will be checking in. We're both sitting back here on my back deck grilling some pork chops. And Stanley is already studying for his general as we speak. almost 85 years old, studying for the general. Good luck to him. That's what I say. That's all I have for tonight. Thank you very much. W2SAM out.
Well, Sam, howdy do. Now, you know what? That does not surprise me a bit about Stanley. So you guys are over there grilling pork chops. So was there some reason why the rest of the club was not invited? I mean, I just don't understand. But, hey, that's the way it goes, don't you know? Well, listen, Stanley, we know you want to check in here, so I'm going to give you a chance to check in right now, if you would please. I'm calling for KF0 Papa X-Ray November. This is WA0QCJ.
Okay, I may not do this correctly, but KF0 Papa X-ray Nora. No, I'm not. See, I said I wouldn't get it right.
Not a problem there at all, Stanley. I'll tell you what, we'll get you a list of those phonetics, and you can learn those along with your general. I am so proud of you. My gosh, studying for that general already. Well, good for you. I'll tell you, Stanley, I'm going to come back to you in just a moment. Glad to talk to Sam there. Now we're going to go to Don, KF0ARQ.
Good evening, Connie and Annette. You're doing a good job there, girl. Keep it up. And KF0 Papa X-ray November, congratulations on your new call signs. But I've been busy. I got my new antenna up, and I've been working it out. And I got a little heads up from a couple of club members this morning. And I got on 10 meters on upper sideband, and I was able to make voice contact with my new antenna in Hungary. And so now I know that my antenna is working. At least I can get out across the pond over in Europe and make a contact. So KF0ARQ, and I'll be listening.
All right, Don, I tell you what, you never cease to amaze me. 10 meters in Hungary. You know what Hungary makes me think of? Those pork chops again over there at Sam's, and we weren't invited. Huh. Must be some kind of a conspiracy there. Well, I tell you what, I think, Paul, I'm going to send it over to you now, KD0ETL. How has been your weekend so far?
WA0QCJ in the net, KD0ETL. Good evening, Connie. Thanks for taking the net. And congratulations to Stanley there, KF0PN, or see, I'll get it wrong myself. I'll write it down next time around. Anyway, congratulations, and glad to hear you on here. Glad to see everybody yesterday at the POTA, and Brian did real well with his radio after the band opened up a little bit. Change of antennas. So, good day, and I got home and mowed the grass, and after that, got the garden all tilled up with the new tiller I have on the back of my tractor now. So it's all ground up nice and fine, like sand. Anyway, it's ready for planting, and I'll probably do it once more before I actually do plant. So looking for rain tomorrow. Hope it's not stormy. 73 to all, and I'll turn it back to Ned. KD0ETL.
All righty, Paul. Thank you very much. Well, you know, I have one word for you, sir, and that's overachiever. Man, you've been just chopping stuff. Chopping garden, chopping grass, the chopper. Hey, you know what? I did that yesterday. I got home from the POTA event and mowed grass. And, hey, today I cleaned snake cages, and I know you are all very happy to hear that I did that. So those were my efforts for the weekend, basically. Well, Stanley, I'll tell you what, I'm going to turn it back over to you, and tell us a little bit more about what you've been up to this weekend, besides our POTA event, and how did you like it, sir? Stanley, standing by.
Okay, this is KF0PXN, and it's been a busy weekend. We had the POTA event, and just before I went to that, I went to Hardee's for breakfast and coffee with some radio friends from another service. And after that, I went to the POTA event, and from there, I went to do walk around a fundraiser for a cancer patient that they were having at the church I go to. And after that was all over and I took a nap, when I got up, they had all of this cleaned up, and it looked pretty good in the...
WA0SDO repeater.
Say, I'm sorry.
Oh, Stan, no problem. You come on back. Tell us about that fundraiser.
They had it all day, from 8 a.m. until probably 2:30. I don't know, because I did take a nap. But after that, I got the stuff out of the shed and did some strain trimming. And when I was through strain trimming, it was too dark to see my hand in front of me.
Well, Stanley, I'll tell you what, it looks to me like you had plenty to do this weekend, and I don't know if you're going to have enough for next weekend. How are you going to top that? Don't know how. But at this moment, I am going to send the call out once more for regulars. Call now.
This is KY0P, Kilo Yankee 0, Papa Dennis here in Sedalia.
W0VK.
Whiskey Echo 3, Mike Alpha Yankee, Brian in Sedalia.
Okay, I'll tell you what, I got three contacts in there. I am sorry, I did not quite get the last one. Would you care to repeat your call and name, please?
Yeah, Connie, Whiskey Echo 3, Mike Alpha Yankee, Brian here in Sedalia.
Okay, Brian, sorry, I've got some static in on that contact, but hey, glad to hear you in here. Looks like we will go to the top of the list. Dennis, talk to us, KY0P.
Well, good evening, Connie, and everybody on the net tonight. Hope everybody had a good weekend. I enjoyed visiting with the POTA bunch. Got over there, I don't know, about an hour into it, and stayed for most of it. Really enjoyed that. Stanley, congratulations. That's great. And now you're working on General, so you'll have that, and that whole world will open up to you, and you'll be able to talk around the world. Oh, and Connie, you had asked why we weren't invited to the pork chop or whatever the barbecue is tonight. I'd like to know why we weren't invited to the snake box clean out. So I'll turn it back to you, 73. This is KY0B.
Oh, Dennis, you know that there's always an open invitation to come help me clean snake cages. I mean, it is the social event of my week, don't you know? And tell you what, I did move some of the snakes around, moved some of the smaller ones into larger boxes, and probably that's more information than any of you want to know. But hey, I am taking care of snake business here on this QTH. Well, Dennis, good to hear from you. Good to hear from you today, my friend. Don't we have fun? Hey, Brett, I'm going to turn it over to you, W0VK. Back to you, hon.
Hey, Connie. Good evening, and good evening to all listening stations. Getting in here late, basically hit the door running, been over at father-in-law's helping him do a few things, and did not have a radio with me, so I walked in here and powered it up as you were closing with Stanley there. So lots of stuff here. So, Stanley, congratulations. Pretty cool, man. I remember when you, not long ago, and you said it was your lifelong dream to be a ham, and now here we sit. So that's super cool, man. Glad to hear you got the ticket and you're on here. You got a great call sign, and it's all good. As far as the photo event, wow, what a wonderful turnout. What a wonderful amount of contacts in such a short amount of time. Excellent way to start this off. Really want to give Joel a big thanks for getting that anchored in and locked down for the club. That was super cool, and here we go. The year has begun, and looking forward to the monthly events there. As you all know, I wasn't there. I trekked on down southwest of here to Claremore, Oklahoma. They are very well known for putting on first-class ham fests. And with the upcoming climate of what we've got, I ventured on down, made some awesome contacts down there, already have people booked for this year and next year. Looking forward to the convention. Made great contacts with the division director down there, ARRR division director, so that's a mouthful. Fully supportive. They'll be coming. They're put this in perspective. Our ham fest runs somewhere around 70 to 80 sold tables, up there closer to 80. It's kind of where we land. This particular ham fest I was at yesterday was 280. It's a massive event, very, very massive. A lot of heavy hitters are there. Anyway, we're going to get some help through the structure there. Already kind of touched base via email with a couple of them, and it's gonna happen, guys. So anyway, that's where I was. Would have rather been hanging out with you guys and just eating food. But yesterday was business, and it's a long trip, long drive. Long drive down, long drive back, spent pretty much all day there. So anyway, that's what I did yesterday, and then today I mowed grass and did some other whatnots around here. So hope everybody has a great week. Looking forward to seeing you guys on the bands. I know the repeater net challenge is still rolling, and hopefully these just keep on going. People keep signing into them. So glad to hear that, and we'll see you all later and probably up there next week at the Ham Bash. So 73W0VK.
Well, Brad, I'll tell you what. I, as well as I'm sure the rest of the club, cannot thank you enough for all the time and miles that you put in to support us. There you are, our campaign manager, out there looking for contacts for us, going to make our event really great here in Sedalia. And we are definitely going to be on the map, as if we are not already, and we know we are. So, Brett, thank you again for all you do. You are a champion among men. So, Brian, going to give you a call here, WE3MAY. Hey, I want to tell you something, my friend. What you did at that POTA event was just amazing, and so I'm going to let you tell all about it. You got quite a story there, sir. So, Brian, I'm going to give it to you, WE3MAY.
Well, thank you, Connie. I appreciate the kind words. And before I get started, I just want to know, have you come back to me real quick? And past couple weekends, I've been checking into these nets. I've had a hum over my transmission. I was wondering if it's cleared up yet. Do you hear a hum right now?
No, I don't hear a hum at all, but if you'd like to sing a few chords, maybe I could recognize it.
No, I can't do that. I can't carry a tune in a bucket, so we'll skip that part. Yeah, it was a great day yesterday. Once I got antenna swapped out and put up the old reliable infed half-wave, I guess the band opened up about the same time and got the first four or five contacts in the first minute or two. I started talking once I parked my butt on a frequency. Then I went for about 10 minutes with nothing except chapped lips and a dry throat. And then after that, the floodgates just opened up. So, yeah, I had a great time out there, pulling down contacts left and right. Had a pile up there for a minute that I couldn't even pull a single one out. I had to have them listen for a specific call sign and just try to get one or two out of there There were so many of them yelling back to me, but really proud of the fact that I was able to get up to the guy up in North Pole, Alaska. He said he heard me at about a 2-2. I don't know how you can do that, but he got me and I got him, and I think that's great. So wound up getting about 47. I thought it was 48, but I had a duplicate in there. So, yep, glad to rack them up for the club. I had to go back and edit every single one of them. I'll let it drop. Had to go back and edit every single one of them on the log because I had the wrong. I was one number off on the park number there. Joel informed me there at the end of the day, so took the time to go in, edit every single one of them, and then sent the file over to him to do what he needs to with it. But yeah, it was a great day. Appreciate you guys always making me feel so welcome at these things, and look forward to the next one. So with that, I'll turn it back to you, and I'll say 73s to everyone.
Well, Brian, thanks a lot for that update. I'm telling you, son, we are not going to be able to let you go to Jefferson City. I'm sorry, but you're going to have to make other plans because we love having you here. And I know that you are planning on coming back for our meetings as often as you can, but we really have enjoyed having you in our club. And by golly, don't forget us. We've got time with you yet, no problem. Okay, I'm going to send out another call for regular check-ins. So this would be WA0QCJ. Call now.
Alpha Delta Zero, Victor Delta, Donald Sedalia.
KE0, ZTG, Kilo Echo Zero, Zulu Tango Golf is Bart Sedalia.
KS0, IHY, Kilo Foxtrot Zero, India Hotel Yankee, Leo, Downtown Coal Camp.
K0IHX, Kilo Foxtrot Zero, India Hotel X-Ray, Lori in Downtown Coal Camp.
Alrighty, I think I have four good ones in there. First at the top of the list, I believe I have Donald in there. Donald AD0, VD. I have Bart in there. Let's see. Going to pass on that call for just a moment, Bart. Got Leo, KF0IHY, and got Lori, KF0IHX. So we're going to go on up the hill there to Donald. Donald, tell us what you got going.
We just finished everything that we're going to do today. We got the cemetery married. But that deal about North Pole, Alaska, Grace and I both own property individually in North Pole, Alaska. His is the size of one postage stamp each. But, you know, we was up there visiting my brother and going moose hunting. No good job there. But as far as the testing that we had for the gentleman, that's going to be one I'm and Grace is going to remember forever.
Yeah, Donald, were you going to come on back?
Just, we're both proud that we was able to, you know, test and sign his papers, because that's probably enough and we won't beat again.
I'll tell you what, you VEs are so important in our testing, and our club is so fortunate to have so many of you, and when I look at that picture of all of you VEs and Stanley, it just makes me so proud that we have so many kind, interested, and dedicated hams in our club that want to see new operators succeed. And for that, Donald, I want to thank you and all our VEs. Bless your hearts. You're the best. Donald, do you have anything else for us?
That's really it. Grace said something I couldn't really hear what she was saying. But, hey, you're doing a great job like you always do. We talk to you another time. Alpha Delta Zero Victor Delta, I am clear.
All right, Donald. Thanks so much. Good talk. All right, going to go to Bart now. ZTG, Bart didn't get your prefix, but I'm going to send it to you.
Okay, Connie. Yeah, Kilo Echo Zero, KE0ZTG. Yeah, this is Bart. Hey, really had a decent weekend here. Was able to get out to the POTA event there a little bit, kind of see what was going on. Brian was really, really doing it well there, and man, he's right on. Antenna means everything. Got to visit there with Don, and look how he's got his set up there for his hitch mount for that flagpole. That is fantastic. I'm real glad I visited with you guys about that. And then we got to talking about mowing grass. And so, you know, several of us hams out there got to talking about mowing grass, and I figured, well, I haven't mowed grass yet, so I better get to it. So when I got done, I got here at the house and fired up the old grasshopper, put about 4.5 hours on it, but I got her done. Anyway, really, that's about it. I just want to say 73s to everybody, and everybody have a good week. KE0ZTG, back to net control.
All right, you betcha, Bart. KE0ZTG. Well, I tell you what, it looks like cutting grass this weekend was a common denominator among many of us, and certainly that's what I did when I got home from POTA yesterday, and it was getting pretty tall, but you know what? I cut it down to the yellow, because you know what? That is not my favorite event to do. So when I cut grass, I'm serious about it. Well, that being said, Leo, I'm going to send it to you, KF0IHY.
KF0IHY, good evening to everybody on the net. And Brian, you did a wonderful job at the POTA yesterday. Wonderful. And as far as we're a little bit late tonight, Lori and I, we was next door having our first outing with our neighbors, cookout, and then all of a sudden we realized it was radio time. So that's all I really got for you. I'll give it back to you, 73 to everybody. Have a good week. And I'll put the boss on here next.
Well, hey, I'll tell you, we do want to talk to your boss because she's a fine boss. So you've just been cooking and eating this weekend. Boy, I'll tell you what. You know, that's that's a ham's way. That's what we are noted for. Boy, we can talk and we can eat, and we do a good job of both of them. Well, Lori, I'm going to send it to you here, KF0. IHX, tell us all about it.
This is KF0IHX. Well, we had a birthday party yesterday evening after we got home from POTA and celebrated her 73rd birthday. We all went to the German table and pigged out, ha ha, and just enjoyed being together for the first time in about 6 months. Grace and Donald joined us, and they were so welcome and had so much fun having them there with us. But today I was cooking potato salad and cucumbers and onions and cupcakes so that we could have our first ever cookout with our neighbors, and that was special. So with that, I'll say 73s, and everybody have a wonderful week. KF0IHX clear.
Well, Lori, thank you very much. Well, you know my question to you, child, is when are you not cooking? I mean, girl, you're just on it all the time, and you do such a good job of it. And, you know, on behalf of the club, I just want to thank you for all the goodies you brought to the POTA event yesterday because, my goodness, you know what? All that, we need nourishment to keep up our energy to be ham radio operators. And, Lori, we depend on you. You're the best. You are the best, girl. Appreciate it so much. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to send another call out for regular check-ins here. So, stations, call now.
To KF0IHX, clear.
WA0, SDO, repeater.
And 0XG mobile.
0UVW reject.
KD0 OPS, Kilo Delta 0, Oscar Papa Sierra.
Okay, I have three in there. I have KDP, ZPS. I have a recheck for UVW. And John Klein, I know that was you in there. It was a pretty quick call. So I'm going to send it to you. John, back to you.
Okay, Connie. I don't have too much. Thanks for the brownies. They're very popular. I think I got one of those, maybe two. And the little ravenous locust that abide in my household consumed them all. But they were popular. So other than that, not much going on. Out bubble picking up the kiddo. So I'll turn it back to you, Connie. I don't have anything else. We'll see y'all later. 7-3-0-XG Mobile.
All righty, John. Well, good to hear from you, and I'm glad the brownies were hit. We're just going to have to sneak you in a pan so you can have your own and not share with anybody. None of my cousins. You just don't need to let my cousins have your brownies. Not a bit. John, thanks for checking in. Okay, I have a recheck for UVW. Come on back.
Connie, I just got to tell a little story about WE3MAY yesterday at the POTA.
I hope this is a juicy one. Lay it on us.
Well, no, not too juicy, but I was standing there when he got his contact in Alaska, and he got really so excited. He was going to help me make a few contacts. And then he got his one from Alaska, and that's all she wrote.
Boy, do I know what you meant there. You know what, Brenda? If I was him, I'll tell you honestly, I would be embarrassed to be seen dancing on top of the table. I mean, seriously. You know, contact is a contact, but it was really embarrassing for him. We feel bad for you, Brian. Okay, listen, now, Brenda, did you have more, hon?
It was just a good day yesterday, and I just couldn't pass that up. He got so excited when he got that one from Alaska. It was just funny.
Hey, listen, girl, that's what we live for, those major, wonderful, awesome contacts. I mean, boy, when you get one like that, it's terrific. I remember... I'll tell you what, my son Josh is 50 years old now, and he said that he can remember back in the day when I was about 20-ish, maybe a little older. Yeah, it would have been older. Anyway, I got a contact in Spain, and I thought he was going to freak out, and he still remembers that to this day, so nice to be able to give him a little bit of a memory there. Well, Darren, I see that you're in there, KDPOPS. Why don't you just... tell us how your day has been. Good to hear from you.
It's been a long one. We're just getting back from a camping trip. Went down to Onondaga Caves there. They were closed, but hit Merrimack, so at least we got a cave in. Not a cave in, but a cave in. So that's about all I've got. KE0QIL is sitting here next to me, so if you want to check her in on the net too, that'd be appreciated. But that's about all we got. Enjoying the weather, and didn't turn out to be a bad weekend. I'll pass it back to net. KD0OPS back to net.
All right, Darren. Thank you so much. And Amber, good to know you're in there too. So you went to Onondaga. I'll tell you, that is one of the state's premier bat caves. So if you get a chance to go back there when they're open, that is really an exciting place to be. It sure is. Well, I tell you, I think we may be coming kind of to the end of the net tonight, but I'm definitely going to send out another regular check-in call. So stations, call now.
Net Control, this is KE0UHO, Mike in the Dresden area. Kilo Echo Zero Union Hotel, Oscar.
Here is KE0WJX, Kilo Echo Zero, Whiskey Juliet X-Ray, Joel in Warrensburg.
KE0QIN, Kilo Echo Zero, Quebec, Yankee, Nebraska. Peyton, Lamont.
Lamont Station, could you please come back with your call and name?
KE0QIN, Kilo Echo Zero, Quebec, Yankee, November.
Okay, I have three calls there. I'm going to start with Mike, KE0UHO. Mike, you have a very good signal tonight, better than I usually receive you, so good for you. So come on back and tell us how your weekend's been.
Well, I'm on a bigger antenna instead of the handheld antenna. I hooked it up to my J-pole, so it should get out pretty good. I was surprised how far away that gentleman with the code and QRP was getting on 5 watts. It was amazing. He said he hit Ukraine, and I don't know who hit the North Pole, but somebody had the North Pole up there in Alaska also. But I was really amazed on 5 watts at how far that signal will go.
Well, Mike, I tell you, Brian, he is the anointed one. Let's face it. He just had a good day, a daygum good day, and he was doing it on few watts. So, you know, that is quite an achievement there. He can sure be proud of that. Mike, did you have more?
No, just was out in the yard and forgot all about the time, and sorry I was late.
Well, Mike, thank you. Hey, good to hear from you tonight, and hope to see you soon. So I'm going now to Joel, KE0WJX. Tell us your comments about the weekend and the POTA event. Joel, it was wonderful, and I thank you.
Well, good evening, Connie, and everybody else on the net. Hey, you're doing a fabulous job, Connie, like always. This club just continues to amaze me, and I'm so proud to be a part of it. We pulled off a great one yesterday. Ryan and I actually set up in the caboose, and we were trying like heck to get some contacts because Ryan doesn't get much HF time. So we got all set up on 20, and he started calling, and he was doing a fabulous job. We could hear people, but nobody could hear us. And then right about the time I wanted to switch over to 40, we switched over to 40, and that's when Brian moved, put up that other antenna, and he went to 20 instead of us. And I think it's a combination of the band came to him because of that antenna and that QRP setup he's got, and there's nobody better I know at QRP. So, I had a great weekend. Just like last weekend, I got to start it out with you guys, and here we are on Sunday night. I get to finish it with you. So, to me, that's a win-win. I'm a blessed man. So, everybody have a great week. KE0WJ expecting that.
All righty, Joel, I'll tell you, you are a blessing to our club, and that is no doubt. You may think we are blessed, but you are. We are blessed to have you with us, and that is no lie. You have done so much, and I know you're going to continue to do more. Well, with that, I'm going to send it to our Lamont contact, KE0QYN. I'm sorry I did not get your name, but I'm going to send it on to you.
WA0SDO, repeater.
KE0QYN, this is Peyton out of Lamont. It's been a while since I've checked into one of these ham nets. I just got a radio back in my mobile unit. That's what I'm using to check in, and I thought what better way to test it than to check into a net. So, how do you guys copy?
Well, I'll tell you the truth, I have a little bit of static, that's why I didn't catch your name, but I would ask other operators on the net tonight to give you a radio check as well and see how they're copying you. So, operators, would you please give KE0QYN a radio check?
Whiskey Echo 3, Mike Alpha Yankee. Yeah, you got a little bit of static on top of you, but mainly your audio is quiet. You might need to get that microphone a little closer to your mouth.
I copy. I might be talking a little bit quiet, too. I wasn't super sure about the gain on this setup.
A little bit of gain would probably help, too. W3MNY.
All right. Well, hey, I really appreciate you checking in tonight. Have you been to any of our meetings yet? Doesn't sound like you might have been, but, hey, we do want to invite you into our meetings. We have right here in Sedalia, we have an awesome club. If you don't know about us, you need to. So I'll tell you what, I'm going to, at this time, send out another call for regular check-ins. WA0QCJ here. Call now. Okay, this will be your final call for check-ins. WA0QCJ, call now. All righty. It looks like it's about time to put this baby to bed. We're going to be closing the net. Your evening net lasted for approximately 48 minutes with 29 check-ins. And that being said, this is WA0QCJ bidding you all a gracious 73 this evening. And that's the way it is on April 14th, 2024. The repeater will now return to normal amateur radio use. Good evening to all.